Good morning to you all again. This is Daniel King again with the Daily Inspiration. I'd like to continue a little bit where I left off yesterday there about the healing that God wants to do. And what I'd like to maybe focus on a little bit this morning is just a little bit of a picture of what's happening, of what does happen, and to give us a clearer picture on why we need healing even after we're born again. We desperately need healing. We need it. Everyone needs healing, that healing that God talks about in some of those verses that I shared yesterday morning. By the way, I did not have it on yesterday morning till 8 o'clock a.m., so if you hear this message this morning and would like to keep find yourself listening early, you might want to listen to that one yesterday so you understand a little bit what I was talking about. But anyway, the reason that we need healing as people, all people need healing, because of what happened here in this life, and because of the enemy of our souls, is the number one reason that we need healing is because of the damage that the enemy of our souls has done to us. First of all, I'd like to say that our body sometimes needs healing, and it is always a very exciting thing when God does a supernatural work of healing in our bodies, especially when it's in areas that have, you know, where we have dealt with a lot of pain physically, and even if it's in one of our children, if God decides to heal us, it's always a great rejoicing. I think for the most part, when the Bible talks about healing, it's talking about the healing of the soul. And if you notice, sometimes when it talks about healing, God has a very straightforward promise saying that if you do this, I will bring health. And we all know that the body will eventually wear out and die, no matter how many miracles that we have. Even Lazarus, who was restored back from death itself, had to go back to that grave again with his body. So I think our focus should be, when it comes to healing, our focus should be on the soul, because the soul lives eternally. The soul has no end. The soul will spend eternity somewhere. Now, our bodies will not. They will. They're only temporary. And when we understand the condition of our souls, that Satan has done damage to them, it's easier for us to understand the desperate need for restoration of the soul. Psalm 23 talks about the restoring of the soul. And I am of the persuasion that sins can only be forgiven as we confess them and acknowledge them. I'm of that persuasion. And we know that Jesus does not just forgive like a big unnamed package of sins, like the prayer that says, Lord, forgive me for all my sins. And even though I don't want to discourage that totally, but if you listen to my point here, is that Jesus, you know, if you might just have a little bit of a dialogue here with what Jesus might respond, he might say, well, what sins? What are you talking about? Now, when someone hurts us or offends us, and this is a problem, this continues to go on and on, maybe it's someone, you know, in the family or someone you're close to, and the hurt goes pretty deep. And then soon one day they'll come and they'll say, well, I'm here today to ask you to forgive me in every area that I ever did anything wrong to you. Well, you might say, okay, so now what are you talking about? I mean, we you know, it might be a coworker. You might say, we work together every day, and there's all kinds of things that happen during the day. So really, can you be more specific? What are you talking about? And unless that person really is specific, the person that is being apologized to never really understands if there was an apology made for the things that really hurt him, meaning those wounds that are in his heart. He doesn't know if the offender was even thinking about those. Maybe he was thinking about some other thing that never even bothered him. You know how it is when sometimes people apologize to us for things they did, but it didn't bother us. So it's like, okay, yeah, I forgive you, but really it didn't bother me, so don't worry about it, you know. And so we know what that's like when someone comes in and asks us for forgiveness, when they don't make it clear how they trespassed. And there's really no closure or comfort in an apology like that. And the reason I share that is just to give us a little bit of a picture of how that is to God. If we come to Him with a package of things and say, Lord, I'm sorry, for everything that I've done wrong, can you please forgive me? It's almost as if Jesus would be saying, well, okay, I'd like to forgive you, and my blood here is available for you, but unless you tell me how, you know, I'm not sure where you want the blood applied to. But when we get specific with our sins, then Jesus can get specific with His blood in applying it. So when we say, Lord, you know, it was here at this time when I committed this sin, and I'm sorry for that. You remember? And we know that Jesus, yes, you know, I was there, I remember, and yes, you're forgiven, and my blood is applied. And then we can go on to the next scene. And obviously, sometimes things, you know, are run together, and I'm sure that God will confirm it to our hearts, you know, how specific to get or where to draw the line. But the reason I'd like to the mess that was made in the Garden of Eden there continues to be our problem today, because all debauchery of the soul, in other words, back to the point where our soul needs healing, all debauchery is made either by us committing a wrong or a sin to others or to ourselves, or then the other area is when others commit it to us, which is oftentimes then referred to a little bit more as a hurt. And so what I'm trying to say this morning is that unless those things are restored and that Jesus is brought in to bring life to those wounded areas, it will continue to be there. And that is oftentimes what, you know, gives Satan an ongoing right or an avenue into our lives. Now, when all those things are restored and made whole, then Jesus has, you know, more control and full control of our lives. So that is my encouragement this morning. I kind of feel like I'm just kind of droning on and on here, but my point is that if we are specific about the things that, and one of the things I'd like to point out too is that as a child, we grow up in the beginning of our life being more familiar with how people hurt us than we are with how we hurt others. And I found a principle here is that oftentimes when we're honest with how people hurt us, we have a greater revelation, or it's clearer to us on how we hurt others. And just to give you an example, there was a time in my youth when this one person mocked me one time at a gathering, a youth gathering, and he was mocking me. I guess he was sort of a light mood and probably didn't realize what he was doing, but he was openly mocking me. And that stayed with me for many, many, many years. And it stayed with me as a deep hurt in my heart, because he was a close friend. He was actually my best friend. He was the one that, you know, I would spend the most time with. And for some reason, that one Saturday evening, he just turned on me and just openly mocked me in front of some other friends. And so finally one day, in recent years here, I came to realize that, you know, this is something that really isn't resolved. And I brought it before the Lord, and I realized how painful that actually was. And I told the Lord that, you know, I told him how that made me feel, and I told God that I forgive this person. I want to release him and forgive him. And God brought healing to that wound, and, you know, from this day forward, it's there's no longer the pain there. It's just a memory without the pain. Before, it was a memory with the pain. Then there was always this agitation or this frustration towards the person that did it, where now it's just replaced with love towards that person. So that's just an example of what it means, you know, when we bring individual circumstances, experiences, and then God can bring individual healing. But the interesting thing that happened is when I did that, all of a sudden my eyes were open, and I realized that I thought of two scenes where I did the same thing to him. And it was just, how could I miss this? And I'm not sure why those things work that way. I do remember the scenes that came to me were done after that, and so probably it was done out of retaliation. But nonetheless, that still doesn't make it right. All I'm saying is that when we open our hearts and are honest with how we feel when people hurt us, like I said, back to when we were a young child, it's those things that we're more familiar with, we're oftentimes more familiar with how we hurt, how we have been hurt, than how we hurt others. But it seems that we're honest when we're honest with those things, then God opens our eyes and we can also see in the same way how we have hurt others. Well, then, of course, we can also pursue restoration for those things and repent before the Lord and have His blood applied to theirs. And so those are just a few examples of the restoring that God wants to do in our souls. And how that He wants to be, our souls to be in health. And back to yesterday morning about glorifying God, that when people see our lives, there's something about someone walking with a soul that has been restored that just makes others around him praise God. And I think that's then when God says, in Isaiah 63, that when he does all those beautiful things, you know, the beauty for ashes, if you read there in the beginning of Isaiah 63, it's talking about the beauty for ashes and bringing oil of joy for mourning and all those things that God wants to do in our lives. And then he ends with saying that I may be glorified. And I think that's what he's talking about, that when we come and allow Jesus Christ to heal us, heal our souls, that He can be glorified, and that we are then better equipped and prepared to bring a message of hope to a lost and a dying world. So God bless you, and thank you for listening. If you want to contact me personally, my number is 717-665-0225. May God richly bless your day.